Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Merry Christmas, folks. Merry Christmas. And I mean that with every fiber of my very being. And speaking of Christmas, I want to highlight this before we start the show today. And we're going to cover as much as we can over the next 2 hours. I have you for 2 hours today. And, yes, I wanted to spend my Christmas with my friends across the country. We are broadcasting into 157 cities. And we say salutations to every single one of them from yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and family. So, with that said, everybody's talking about Christmas, obviously, right? It's Christmas Eve. And we can see that there's much ado with Christmas, and I know that there's a lot of people are talking nonsense during Christmas, and a lot of people are talking, well, a lot of common sense because they've done their due diligence concerning what Christmas is all about. But it's interesting how they call it a pagan holiday, which, by the way, it is in so many different ways. But I believe that it's a pagan holiday if you have your eyes fixed on the idol of Christmas. I believe that if you have your eyes fixed on the Christ, I think that Christmas within itself is fantastic. It's what you make of it, and that's exactly what Scripture tells us. Where do you have it in your heart? Is the Lord first? Have we sought Him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength? Do we love Him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength? Well, then everything comes secondary to that, and you can put that up to Matthew 22:37 and Matthew 6:33 when you get a moment. So, with all of that said, friends, it's how you perceive Christmas to be. But I want to bring something to the light that many don't talk about when it comes to Christmas. Because, again, I know everybody loves Christmas. I mean, we get together, we eat, we give presents. My wife already had a little Christmas party over here with her parents and some of the kids today, and it was fantastic. I love the spirit of Christmas, and I know what it's all about. It's not about the presents. It's not about anything else but the Christ. And by the way, I, to be quite honest with you, celebrate Christmas every day. I worship Him in obedience to Him every day of my life. And so anyways, with that said, we get together, we eat, we give presents, the lights are beautiful, and of course, there's a little baby. And you can find that in Luke 2:11, friends, because it does tell us in Luke 2:11 there, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Okay? And for the record, there's much speculation about the time that He was born. The date of the birth of Christ is not stated in Gospels or in any historical sources, but the most biblical scholars assume a birth year between 6 and 4 BC. But the particular time of the year, a lot of it's speculation. Here's what I do know. He is who He says He is. That's what I do know. Okay? 1 Corinthians 2:5. But again, going back to Christmas, everybody gets excited about the little baby. And people make much ado of the birth of Christ, and in many cases they should. But you know something? When you read the Bible, did you know? I hope you're sitting down for this. When you read the Bible, did you know that we can find no record of the early church ever celebrating Christmas? There's no record in the Bible where the church ever celebrated Christmas. And again, I don't think it's wrong to celebrate the birth of Christ. Of course not, because we see in chapter 2 of Luke as to how they did celebrate the birth of the Christ, the Savior of men. But the early church had a memorial. Just put it into scriptural context for you. Not to remember the birth of Christ, they had a memorial. It was called the Lord's Supper, which is found in 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 34. The early church didn't celebrate the birth of Christ as a memorial. They celebrated the death of Christ as a memorial. See, the more carnal a person is, the more they will make of his birth, and the less they will make of his death. Holding to Scripture here, friends. And just think about this. The same crowd, that same giddy crowd that will be dancing around the cradle concerning the birth of Christ on Christmas evening, will be the same drunken fools on New Year's singing carnal songs. See, folks, they don't see the baby, Christ, as a sovereign king. They don't see him as the sinless deity. They don't see him as the sacrificial savior who's going to die a death, a very shameful death. No, folks, they celebrate the cradle, but they refuse the cross. And the Bible clearly tells us that the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. Paul said, we preach Christ crucified. He said, God forbid that I should glory in anything except Christ crucified, whereby I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. And the word ignominious, comes to my aid. And what it is, it means very shameful, reproachful, dishonorable, infamous. But it goes to show you as to what's happening in churches today as well. All over the country, the churches are going to be packed concerning the birth of Christ. But when it comes to their profession, aligning themselves with that cross that Jesus said, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me, in celebration of his cross, understanding the power of God unto salvation, to them that's not a celebration, because nobody seeks out to celebrate the crucifixion to self. And folks, that is a daily process. Paul said he died daily. If you look in the Old Testament, there was a morning sacrifice and a nightly sacrifice. Those that are born of the Spirit of God know exactly what that is. They die daily because they live under the Christ who is alive forevermore. Through what? Giving themselves up to the Lord with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength every day of the year. Not just one day. And I think more than anything, friends, what I'm trying to highlight is the fact that many are celebrating the Christ and the birth of Christ, and rightfully so. But also keep in mind, the early church did not memorialize the birth of Christ as they did the Lord's Supper, the death of Christ. So let's put that into scriptural context. Let's hold the scriptural context. And as long as we do that, we're going to be A-okay because we're in Christ, putting off the old man and putting on the new man. And I mean this not to rain on anybody's Christmas parade in any sense of the word, but I do want to hold to the scriptures, friends, because that's where it's always going to be safe and it's always going to be sound there. And guess what? We got our Christmas music. Amen. Thanks, guys, down at GCN. Merry Christmas to you guys as well. Folks, we're going to come right back, and what we're going to be talking about today is, does this look like American representatives? Is this how they're supposed to act? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hello, friends. Right, this is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customers. Base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to the page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic or stick to that which is in relative in line with what we're talking about, bringing in a different aspect to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, the list goes on. Now, what I want to do is, some of you may recollect this, but I'm going to show you some other videos. And for those that are listening on radio, you're going to get it just as much as those that are watching it. They just get another one of their senses entertained to bring a little more clarity, maybe, in part. But I'll paint the picture the best way that I can. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a video, and it's a Lancaster County president judge at a traffic stop getting pulled over by the police officers, okay? And what we're talking about is this how representative government should act. And it's amazing how those that are supposed to uphold the law somehow or another in this country believe that they are above the law. No, 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 no. They are not. Matthew 23, verse 3 comes to my aid. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Well, this judge just happened to be one that was speeding, and I want you to see this for yourself. They got his license plate covered, of course, so you can't identify his car and who he is and where he's at. We've given you the information that's been allotted. And the police officer just pulled this individual over for speeding. And I could have played the whole video for you, showing you that he was speeding without a shadow of a doubt. So the police officer, doing his job in this particular case, pulls this guy over. And the first thing this guy does is gets out of his car and tells the police officer, listen, friends, the guy gets out of his car and he says, what do you think you're doing pulling me over for blowing my horn? Okay, this is what he said.
Sir, go back into your...
The police officer looks at him and says, go back into your car. I'll be with you in a second. Listen to how this man responds to the police officer.
I'll be with you in a second.
You better check the registration.
You better check the registration on this plate soon, mister, said this lawbreaker.
On this plate soon, mister.
Incredible. Incredible. Incredible, to say the least. How offensive is this individual? Incredible, folks. You better check the registration on this car, and I mean quick. This is the lawbreaker speaking to the law enforcer. Okay? Keep in mind, and he'll let the cat out of the bag here in just a second here for you. Listen to this. Police officer's going back to the car now after he ran his plate.
Have a good day, Judge. You bet.
Have a good day, Judge. Have a good day, Judge. This is one that presides on the bench judging the cases of the constituents in his county that gets pulled over for speeding and tells the police officer, you better run those plates, and I mean quick. He said, you better check the registration on this plate, and soon. The cop goes back and he runs his plate, and what happens? He goes back and he says, have a good day, Judge. Is that how the American government is supposed to operate in this country? Wow! What's wrong with the courts, friends? I think that's quite telling, don't you? Here, I want to show you another one here. This is an individual, and I'll let it do its... I'll roll it out, and I'll let it do its speaking on its own for you. But this is a Tampa Bay police chief during a traffic stop. Another police officer goes up to them because they were breaking the law, and I want you to watch and I want you to listen to the rest of this. It's very short.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Good. I'm Deputy Scully, Sheriff's Office. Stopped you because you driving tag or unregistered vehicle with no tag.
Driving without tags and an unregistered vehicle with no tag on it is what he said.
Tag on it on the roadway.
Yeah, we went to the club. It was closed, so we went over and picked up some...
Is your camera on?
It is.
Okay, so the woman on the passenger side of this little golf cart that doesn't have a registration and no tag on it says, is your phone on? She now knows that she's being filmed. Listen.
I'm the police chief in Tampa.
I'm the police chief in Tampa.
Oh, how you doing?
The police officer responds, oh, how you doing? She says, I'm doing good.
Doing good.
Okay.
Okay, the police officer says. She says, I'm hoping that you'll just let us go tonight. How do you feel about this, Americans? 1-866-582-9933. I'm hoping that you just let us go tonight with a smile on her face, saith the chief of police in Tampa.
Okay, yeah, I'll say, yeah.
Oh, okay, the police officer says, yeah, I was going to say.
Not to say, you look familiar, so.
You look familiar.
I'm sure I do.
I'm sure I do, she says.
Okay. All right, then. We'll take care. And it was nice meeting you.
All right.
Okay, so what does he do? He overlooks the law that he's to enforce, and he looks at the chief police from Tampa, and he tells her to have a good night. Wait a second. Does that law apply to us peasants? To us serfs? Us slaves? Because apparently, in their mind, they think that they're above that very law. Now, we've seen it twice, but wait a second.
It gets better, friends. Absolutely, it gets better and better, and they don't stop. They're the gift that doesn't stop giving. Let's put it that way. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring you to an intoxicated judge who's been caught. Okay, I want you to see how much disdain, disrespect, and disregard that she has for the law when she breaks it. Okay, this one is going to probably get your dander up, and rightfully so, it does. You ready?
Take me home.
We now go to Brimfield Township, Ohio, where County Judge Rebecca Doherty isn't presiding over her courtroom. She's making demands at the local police station.
Do me a favor and have a seat so we can do our job.
Oh, Larry,
I'm not going to call anybody yet. Okay, we have stuff we have to do.
I'm going to tell you now to call Lieutenant Lindbergh now.
Have a seat.
Call him.
Or I'm going to put you in the cell.
So why is this judge so aggravated? Let's go back earlier in the night.
Hello?
Jeez. An officer's body camera records as he approaches an SUV that's crashed off the side of a snow-covered road.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
He's got puke all over the place. This is a judge, Americans
in
Ohio.
Vomit down here in your door.
300 deal.
Have you been drinking?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have your ID handy?
I'm Becky Doherty.
I'm a judge.
To be more specific, she is the county's common pleas court judge, 55-year-old Rebecca Doherty.
Kidding me?
Am I kidding about what?
I am absolutely out of my mind with...
You're intoxicated.
She's drunk.
So
she puked all over herself. She crashed her vehicle into the
ditch. Continues to record as the judge is escorted into booking.
Oh my God. Take me home.
Listen to her.
Have a seat.
Let me call Lindbergh.
Have a seat.
No.
Rebecca. Listen, this whole thing is being recorded. Do not do something you are going to regret tomorrow.
Larry Lindbergh is actually Major Larry Lindbergh of the county sheriff's office.
Do me a favor and have a seat so we can do our job. I'm not going
to listen to this, folks.
We have stuff we have to do.
Why do we see the corruption in the courts? Look at this. They think they're above the law.
I'm not going down.
Have a
call Larry Lindbergh.
Rebecca, I will put you in one of the cells.
Okay. Call Larry Lindbergh now.
Have a seat.
Call him now.
Well, does she sound like she's
not
a judge, friends?
Request.
A righteous judge?
What can I do for you?
Okay.
We just literally told you 10 seconds ago that we're getting you a drink of water. He's out front right now getting you a glass.
Not 10 seconds ago. I went drink of water now. Thank you. Larry
Lindbergh. I tried him. No, ma'am.
Incredible. Thank you.
You want the water?
Read Psalm 94:20, friends.
Okay. Larry Lindbergh.
Okay.
This is the reason this country is in trouble. Right here.
After refusing to take a breathalyzer, Judge Doherty is charged with operating a vehicle while under the influence of alcohol.
Give me my phone so I can make
Listen to her. Okay. Give me my phone. I mean, this... What do you say? What do you say? 1-866-582-9933. Is this how representatives in American government, regardless of what capacity they reside in, is this how they should be acting? Aren't these the people that are supposed to uphold the law and magnify the law, not break it, and then act as if they're above it? We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
U.S.
USA News Update. Frustrating, to say the least. Holiday travelers, some who haven't seen family in years, are living in airports across the country this weekend due to thousands of flight cancellations and delays caused by frigid temperatures, high winds, and heavy snow that's throwing a curveball in Christmas travel plans. NBC's Emily Ikeda is on the ground at Philadelphia International Airport.
We see families, travelers who are on the cusp of getting to begin their holiday Christmas celebrations. On the other hand, there's a lot of negativity. Some folks learning that their flight has been canceled after they arrived to the airport.
Chicago O'Hare and Denver International Airport both report more than 500 delays. The storm has knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people, mostly in the eastern U.S. It's also blamed for at least 17 deaths across the country. Over a million Americans are spending Christmas Eve without power. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Spending my time with you because that's where I want to be. My payday is being with you across the country. The objective here, friends, is to become fishers of men as we follow the Christ, Matthew 4:19, and it's exactly what we're doing. It's exactly what we want to do. Sorry about that. I want to get back to this because what I'm showing you right now are said representatives, namely thus far a judge and a Tampa Bay police chief that think that they're above the law. They enforce the law, okay, against their constituents, but when it comes to them breaking the law, somehow or another, that law is not applicable. Baloney. In this country, friends, we govern, said Alexander Hamilton. In this country, we govern according to God's established law through common law. Okay? This is what the problem is that we have in this country. Right now, I'm highlighting the small percentage of those that are wicked and evil within the system of government. And they need to be removed. They just simply need to be removed. Now I'm highlighting a judge from Ohio who is drunk as all can be. She vomits all over herself. She crashes her SUV into a ditch. And she comes into the police office as she's being booked, and she starts telling them what the deal is. Is this the kind of government that you want in America? And I can tell you something right now, friends. We have the power to correct all of this. We truly do. Let's get back to this video really quick and this audio so you can see the rest of how this judge absolutely thinks that she's above the very law that she swore to uphold.
To be more specific, she is the county's common pleas court judge, 55-year-old Rebecca Doherty.
Are you kidding me? She's being arrested. She can't believe she's being arrested.
Absolutely out of my mind.
You're intoxicated.
I'm so intoxicated.
As the judge is escorted into booking.
My God. Take me home.
Yeah, okay. Take me home. She comes into the police office and she starts telling them what the deal is. I also want you to contemplate that last year there was over 12,000 people that were killed and slaughtered on the streets because of people like this. Before you think too lightly of it, okay? Because there is no remorse. There's no repentance. And are you to forgive those that don't repent? Well, Scripture tells us no, we do not. Luke 17:4. Read it in context. You forgive 7 times 70 to those that repent. You rebuke your neighbor, and if they're sorry, you forgive them. Not until. This woman is obstinate, period, and she needs to be lawfully dealt with. Check this out.
Let me call him first.
Have a seat.
No.
Rebecca,
no.
Listen, this whole thing is being recorded. Do not do something you are going to regret tomorrow.
Larry Limbert is actually Major Larry Limbert of the County Sheriff's Office.
Do me a favor and have a seat so we can do our job.
I'm not
going to call anybody yet, okay? We have stuff we have to do. Will you please have a seat? You're trying to walk out the door and you're almost falling down. Can you please have a seat?
Trying to walk out the door.
Rebecca, I will put you in one of the cells.
Okay. Call Mary Lynn really from now.
Is this offending anybody out there?
Call it now.
And that's not the judge's only request.
What can I do for you?
Drink?
Okay. We just literally told you 10 seconds ago that we're getting you a drink of water. He's out front right now getting you the glass.
Good job on the part of the police here.
I tried him. He didn't answer. Do you want the water? The water.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Larry Limbert.
Okay.
Larry Limbert.
She thinks she's still
after
giving the orders.
Refusing to take a breathalyzer,
look at her.
Judge Doherty is charged with operating a vehicle while under the influence of alcohol.
Give me my phone so I can make a phone call.
Okay. Your phone is in a puddle of vomit in your car, which is on the side of the road that you crashed into.
Yes.
The tow company is out there trying to get it out. However, it is extremely snowy and slippery out there. They're not able to get the vehicle out so far. So your phone is off the table right now. We don't have access to it.
Judge Doherty receives a fine of $1,075 and 180 days in jail, which the presiding judge reduces to $375 and 3 days
of
in jail.
Of course, they're all protecting each other.
Her driver's license is suspended for a year, and she's ordered to complete a driver's intervention program.
What do you think about that when you see that, friends? Is that not infuriating, to say the least? Oh, my goodness. They really think that they are above that law. And, folks, you see it all the time. We had a video that we played for you some time ago where a congressman was pulled over by a police officer, a female one in this particular case, and he said, "You're really going to do this?" And then he starts to threaten her. This is all on film. It was the best lesson he could learn for the country to see how these people actually operate, not just for him, but also for you, because that's why you have corruption within the system of government. Are they there upholding the law? How many times have we seen videos where police officers have been pulled over drunk, and then the other police officer gives them a pass? And the only way that they would have gotten a pass is if it wasn't filmed. Praise God for people taking the time to film these situations. Folks, you'll learn sooner or later that that's the best medicine for any given situation, is to continuously highlight all of your events. We do it all the time. We have to film everything we do because of the way that people lie. Now, the mainstream media has been engaged in covering up for conspirators, in fact, regardless of the capacity or who it is that they're working for. But this is insane. This is not American government. This is corruption within the system. You know, what was it yesterday? I highlighted the fact that politicians, I don't know if you've been made aware of this, but you're going to be, the American politicians have already declared, yes, we are corrupt. But I think that everybody in this country that has a little inkling of common sense already knows that they're corrupt. And again, I'm covering right now those that are corrupt within the system. And it's more than there's not. Matter of fact, in the state of Minnesota here, we had three individual said representatives that were just named in lawsuits. And it's interesting how that comes around. See, that is the mercy of God, folks, and we need to take action and enforce the law that they failed to enforce. They swore that they would uphold the law, and I'm thinking of Numbers 30, verse 2. I'm thinking of Deuteronomy 23:23. The Lord's going to hold them accountable to their oath. And when they violate that law, keep in mind, friends, with their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man, the Lord said, if you take his name in vain, he will not hold you guiltless. So the Lord's not leaving himself without a witness in dealing with the corrupt. Now the church needs to stand up and hold them accountable. President Harry S. Truman said, when it comes to politics, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. I brought that up over the last couple of days, and it's leading and segueing into what we're covering right now. This isn't how the system of government is supposed to work, friends. I'm thinking of Amos 5:7, how they overlook judgment because they're getting money under the table. There's kickbacks. I mean, that's how Judas betrayed the Christ, friends, in Luke 22:48. For 30 pieces of silver. And before he knew it, when he did it, he ended up not enjoying that 30 pieces of silver, but he went and ended up what? Committing suicide. And the Bible tells us that his innards gushed out in the book of Acts. Not a good place to put yourself, folks, when you betray the truth and the truth giver. I'm thinking of John 8:32 as well. But what did Harry S. Truman say? You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Oh, and it's totally true. I have, in fact, right now, a brand new video, and I'm going to go over to Canada really quick just to show you how this works. Now, I have in times past highlighted all the money that the big pharma companies have made off of this whole pandemic on a global basis, billions. Folks, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go there right now for you, because if you're just joining us today, the pill in the jam was the profit and the profits that were made by big pharma companies across the globe. And it's staggering, to say the least. And now we're seeing car companies do the same thing. We're seeing all their fascist buddies in government doing the same thing. We're seeing gas companies and oil companies doing the same thing. It's called gouging, folks, and it is against the law. But what I did over the last couple of weeks on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I did an article, who profited the most over the last 3 years? And then I highlighted the 10 most profitable pharma companies. And now 92%, in contrast, are learning of this. Do you know that now 92% of the American people are saying no more to this pandemic? Finally. Incredible. 3.5 years later. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what I'm laughing about. Again, I guess I've cried, and I don't need to cry anymore. I just need to show you the facts. Did you know that just today, and I've been highlighting this over the last couple of weeks, just today, local hero, community leader, Ed Lanny, he just died. This is brand new. Brand new information again here, friends, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Tom Bell, Philadelphia soul icon, he just died. This is happening every day. People are putting together compilations, friends, of all the people that have died over the last 3 years. Keep in mind, that is, what was it? The funeral director said that 98% of all the people that came into his funeral home within the last 2 weeks just received the shots. Oh, my goodness, let's not forget this guy. Former FI driver, sheriff, dies at age 67. This is all brand new. Here we have another one, 24-year-older. I'm just going to hold off on that one. We have partners executive Guggenheim, Scott Minard, dies suddenly at the age of 63 years old. Folks, this is insane. Here's another one. Gene Robert D. Cavell, Cincinnati's most renowned chef. He just recently died, folks. Oh, my goodness, folks. What is going on here? We just can't figure this out, can we? Well, it's happening right in front of our faces, friends, and there's no getting away from what is happening right in front of our faces. Brand new news. Brand new.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-633-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Liberty 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. I'm segueing into certain topics over the last week concerning what's taking place today. It's all, some will say, old news, when in fact I'm not showing you old news. It's the same topic, and because you're allowing the agenda to go forward, there's new news today. See, prevention is better than cure. Yesterday I was talking about how people love to highlight all the branches on the tree, yet the church is called to lay the axe to the root of the tree. That's what we're doing here. And right now what I'm doing is showing the American people what it is that they're putting up with. And who's profiting off of these scandals? Jeremiah 11:9. Read it when you get a moment. Here's a big pharma company, Novartis. Novartis is what it's called. They made in 2021, the net income was $24 billion. I want you to keep in mind that many of these pharmaceutical companies were going bankrupt, okay? Also, keep in mind the CDC was under investigation back in 2015, and they turned the whole thing against itself. Okay, we have Pfizer here, 2021 net income, $21.98 billion. These are who are profiting from the pandemic. Johnson & Johnson, 2021 net income, $20 billion. So who's profiting from this? And what's interesting is if you pay attention how they profited, the government convinced you of a virus that's 99.997 self-healing, right, recovery rate, and somehow or another they convinced you that the government has to come up with some sort of vaccination to counter this virus that has that sort of recovery rate. Then what do? Then they went and they stole your money, and then they paid off their pharmaceutical buddies with that money, and then they were given kickbacks to the pharmaceutical companies after the damage was done. Call me a liar, friends. Here, Roche, 2021 income, net income, almost $14 billion. Next one is Merck. Remember, we were trying to warn of this a couple years ago. One lady lost her life in doing so. But Merck and Company, 2021 net income, $12 billion. My goodness, friends. Booming business, isn't it? Moderna, 2021, net income, $12.2 billion. BioNTech, 2021 net income, $10.29 billion. It's a foreign company. AbbVie, 2021 net income, $11.55 billion. You see who profited the most from this pandemic that they're still pushing? Regeneron is another one. 2021, $8.8 billion. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy, isn't it, folks? Novo Nordisk is another one. 2021, net income, $47.76 billion. Now, what we're talking about, friends, is this how representative government should act? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to now segue into a video where this is happening in Canada right now. I said this 12 years ago when I looked at Dianne Feinstein. She reminded me of those that were responsible for the destruction of Germany. She reminded me of one of those that carried that, well, some would call it aura, I call it discernment. She carried the aura of one of those sick-minded individuals, one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, just like the one that gave them the order, their father, the devil, John 8:44, John 10:10. And when I noticed Dianne Feinstein, I started to realize, wait a second, these are the people that are in government right now. And we can see that there's no question about it. They're set to kill. And this whole pandemic is a plan. It's a total genocide. We all know that. But in the face of the facts, and I want you to consider this too, folks. Not one at one point, at any point, has Tony Fauci, or Bill Gates, or the WHO, or the CDC, or the NIH, at no point did anybody ever show a law. Or produce a law that showed them that they had the power to enforce vaccinations on the people anywhere in the United States. This goes across the boards to other countries as well. But I want you to look at this person's persona, her aura, and tell me this is not the same sort of people that we're dealing with here in America. It's a little bit worse in Canada right now. I mean, they have a sodomite just like we do. I'm sure he's a pedophile just like America does. He's an Allah-worshipping traitor to his country. And I'm talking about Justin Trudeau. And these are the people that he appointed. Read 1 Kings 13:33. They're controlled operatives. And this is what's going to happen in America if the American people don't put a stop to what's going on here. And I want to say this too. Now, consider this is in Canada, which you're about ready to see and which you're about ready to hear. This is in Canada. But I also want you to ask the question to yourself, rhetorical though it may be, you don't have to answer, I will. What sort of people would submit themselves to these sort of people? Before you jump the gun, consider much of what's happening in Canada is happening in America as well. This is propaganda in its purest form over in Canada where they're still pushing the same agenda. A question for all of you in Canada. Is this how representative government should act? Watch carefully, friends.
Well, kids, I'm just doing my yearly call to the North Pole for Santa's holiday health check.
These are grown-ups.
Why, hello, Dr. Tam.
Mrs. Claus, so good to see you again. Where did Santa go?
Oh, Santa was late for snow yoga with the elves and reindeer. He says it's great cross-training for sleigh driving.
Sounds fun. Are you all set for the holiday season?
Of course. I must say, Dr. Tam, it just warms my heart to see everyone in Canada, especially kids, working so hard to keep
especially
holidays safe
kids.
And cheerful for all.
So am I, Mrs. Claus. Every child in Canada has definitely earned a place on the nice list. Their parents and caregivers, too.
They're on the nice list if they've gotten their shots.
Lots of viruses making people sick.
Thankfully, Santa and I are feeling as healthy as ever. We are both up to date with our vaccinations, including COVID boosters and flu shots.
Listen to this, folks.
That's so good.
Incredible.
To hear.
I always tell Santa to make a list and check it twice. One.
These are representatives in Canada.
Up to date on your vaccinations. Two, wear a mask in crowded indoor places and make sure it fits nice and snug. Three, wash your hands to the tune of jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Great advice. Great voice.
Great
too.
Advice.
Also, you can be sure to stay at home if you're feeling sick. And if you're gathering indoors
so
with other
not,
people or elves,
they're not putting the brakes on any of this agenda, folks. They're pushing it forward.
A few minutes at a time to let in some fresh air. The more items
look
you check
at their
the list,
aura, friends.
The
look at their discern
are.
From your
yes.
heart.
You can think of it like
what sort of people
tree.
These are.
You need tinsel, lights,
regardless
or
of the facts.
On top. The tree is at its best when all the decorations are up and nicely layered.
Thanks, Mrs. Claus. Happy holidays, everyone.
I mean, and now before you jump the gun and say to yourself, what kind of people are these? Well, the greater question is what sort of people would submit themselves and take their advice and have their children go get a shot from the likes of these people? All the while knowing the facts concerning the pandemic. Well, America, you can ask yourself the same question. Because in many cases, you're doing the same thing. You're doing the same thing. Sad to say, Americans in many cases are doing the same exact thing. Because the agenda's not, folks, they have not put the brakes on the agenda. It keeps going forward regardless. Now listen, on the other side, I'm going to come back and I want to cover some things that we covered over the week. And hopefully it's going to be new information to some of you people. But the fact of the matter is, folks, many of the bills that are being passed in the United States of America, they do not represent the American people. They represent foreign countries. This is redistribution of wealth. They're also fortifying themselves as they pass these bills. They're fortifying themselves against the American people that they're supposed to serve. And again, folks, the Lord said, a little leaveneth the whole lump. He said, purge the lump that it may be holy. That means get rid of the wickedness within that lump. And we are commanded by God to do that. Now, if the church in America was doing its job, if the church in Europe was doing its job, if the church in Canada was doing its job, wherever the case may be, friends, we would not be in the predicament that we're in today. It's a lack of Christianity. So we have to get our game on, and we have to trust in the Lord by doing all that we can do and leave the results up to him, but we got to get busy, right? James 2:14 through 26. Read it when you get a moment. I'm going to come right back. We're talking about, is this how representative government should act? On the other side, I want to highlight too on hour two at the beginning of it, a weatherman who's had enough of winter. He did this on live television to kind of put a little cheer in the Christmas season. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.